Ida Santos reveals, maybe I wanted to find the merging of my personal politics and my public politics. I wanted to bring my sister's stories into focus, stories which were left out in the writing of revolutions and rebellions. I was rebelling once more, a rebellion which my brothers and sisters in the political movement initially found strange. Some called it petit bourgeois preoccupation, a private grief that was apolitical, or worse, politically backward. And so be it. The truth is, I simply found another voice of me. Some call it confessional writing. Others call it feminist. Whatever it is something that comforts my soul and makes me an honest person. This journeying has produced a sheaf of poetry which I kept hidden for many years. Now I need to confront myself. And so, Santos's ideology is not dogmatically presented. Her voice gives voice to many others who deserve to be heard, who seek to break the glass ceiling in the long, long, long struggle for true liberation. Memories 2 by Ida Santos. You took off your pants. I could only see the shadow of your lean body. I felt the table and my fingers groped through the gun. I could have grabbed it, but I didn't. I couldn't, immobilized by my own disbelief. I didn't touch you. Your body touched me. No emotions, simply motions. I am being punished for not cooperating with the enemy. But fucking is not punishment, we were taught. I lay there thinking, after this, I'll ask him to tell me where my husband is detained. 1996. Memories 3 by Ida Santos. I've lost the images. The ink from my pen dries up in the wind. I look out the window. Metaphors elude me. I cannot capture them. I cannot write my poetry. Words are all I have, flowing through the beta of my brain, gushing out like a rampaging river, voiceless in its anger. 1996.
Sipi mula sa Lorena, isang tulang buhay ni Pauline Marie Hernando. Sa mga revolusyonaryong tula ni Lorena Barros, makikilala ang tinutukoy ni Mao Zedong na tatlong klase ng tao, ang kaaway, ang mga nagkakaisang prente at ang sariling mamamayan, at ang masa at ang kanilang taliba. Estratehikong ginamit ni Barros ang panulaan upang ilantad ang wika ng panlilinlang at kalupitan ng imperialismong Estados Unidos. Sa konkretisasyon at pagkilala sa imperialismo, feudalismo at burokrata-kapitalismo bilang ugat ng suliranin sa lipunang malakolonyal at malapyudal sa kanyang mga progresibo at revolusyonaryong tula, isinabuhay ni Barros ang pagiging revolusyonaryong Marxistang manunulat. 21 ni Lorena Barros. Putante na ako, aks pare. Tumatanda, tumatanda. Umahaba ang baba. Buboto ba ako, aks pare? Kanino, pare? Kay Marcos at Lopez, walang kapare sa kaariang labis problema sa bigas kanilang nilutas sa dolyar. Rockefeller o Big White Father, mabuhay Marcos at Lopez, sigaw ng pantay sa kapatagang Luzon at ng mga taong pagong. Sunong-sunong ang buong kabuhayan at dikitang tiyan, bulatihin sa daan. Mabuhay! Butante na ako, aks pare. Tumatanda, tumatanda. Lumalabnaw ang dura. Boboto ba ako, aks pare? Para? Ano? Pare. No comments silang lahat. Mamatay na ako ng dilat. The life you save us men niyang tagapagligtas ay isa pa rin dilang bibigkas ng husanat sisip-sip sa pundilyong kanok. Isa pa rin mangmang na aasa sa pangakong mapapako sa tubig ng balong artesyan ng isa ng yumao. Pag nanali si Osmeña, siya'y tiyak na tataba. Botante na ako, aks, pare. Ang tuludtod na buboto ba ako aks pare, para ano pare, ay isang pagsuhay sa pagtatakwil ng pasismo. Itinatampok ng persona ang mga katulad ni na Marcos at Osmeñang patuloy na ginagamit ang mga mamamayan upang panatilihin ang kanilang politikal na kapangyarihan. Ang kapangyarihang ito na masasalamin sa iba't ibang anyo at antas ang patuloy na nagpapahungkag sa kanilang paglilingkod sa bayan upang protektahan ang interes na nagaharing uri, ang uring kinabibilangan nila. A Park is Born by Lorena Barros. Tonight, the Cogon fires. Tomorrow, the heavy tractors. Tearing at the roots of ashes. We must destroy in order to create the lovely and the irrelevant. The park now a blueprint, dream, in some first lady's drawer. Some years ago, Bobby Kennedy was here. They covered the shanties with cosmetic palm. Yes, we must have a park, a green and beautiful sight to rest our weary eyes. And tomorrow, the rumble of tractors, not quite drowning the convulsed roll of evictee's feet.
Napapanahon ng paglabas ng tula sa pamumuntirya ng rehimeng Marcos sa espasyo ng mga maralitang tagalungsod upang magbalandar ng hungkad na kaunlaran sa pamamagitan ng paglulunsad ng mga imprastrakturang magiging sentrong panserbisyo, pangkultura at pangkomersyo. Inilalantad sa aktang ito ang pandudusta sa karapatan ng mga mamamayang mawawalan ng lupang kinatitirikan ng mga pamayanan at hanap buhay. Nais palabasin ng diktaduriyang pamahalaan ni Marcos na ang true, good, and beautiful ang solusyon upang maigpawan ang naghihirap at nagtitiis na imahen ng mga mamamayan ng Pilipinas. Ginamit dito ang kabalintunaan ng kaunlaran at kagandahan sa pamamagitan ng imprastruktura at pangangailangang tanggalan ng espasyo ang nagdaralita upang magtayo ng liwasan na siyang susuhay sa pagsibol ng marami pang kahungkagan, pandarambong at kaalipinan sa ilalim ng rehimeng Marcos.
Mila Aguilar, a Filipina poet who has been detained for a year, speaks of her poetry as a mall her defenses against Burion. On August 6, 1984, she was arrested along with Cynthia Nolasco and Willie Tolentino in La Loma, Quezon City by the Metrocom Intelligence and Security Group of the Philippines Constabulary. The three were blindfolded and taken at gunpoint to Comcrame, where Mila was forced into isolation in a windowless room and, according to Amnesty International, endured beatings, kicking, and other forms of torture and other human rights violation while being held incommunicado for interrogation purposes. The original military charge of subversion, rebellion, and or conspiracy to commit subversion, rebellion, and or sedition was reduced 3 days later by a civil court to mere violation of Presidential Decree 33, illegal possession of subversive documents. Mila's companion, Cynthia Nolasco, categorically denies that the three were in possession of such documents.
Pigeons for My Son by Mila D. Aguilar. I gave the boy a pair of pigeons born and bred in my harsh prison. They had taped wings, and the instructions were specifically to keep them on for weeks until they'd gotten used to their new cages. Never liked the thought of me in prison, his own mother, and would never stay long and rarely even came to visit, so perhaps I thought of souvenirs. But the tape from his pigeons, he removed one day and set them free. He You'd think that would have angered me, or made me sad at least. But I guess we're of one mind. Why cage pigeons who prefer free flight in the vaster, bluer skies?
Ang bayan kong Pilipinas, lupain ng kinto't bulaklak, pag-ibig nasa kaniyang palad, nakalay ng ganda tilak at sa kanyang yumi at ganda, dayuhan ay nahalina. Bayan ko, binihag ka, nasadlak sa dusa. Ibon man may layang lumipat, kulungin mo at umiyak. Bayan pa kayang saktal dilag, ang di magnasang makaalpas. Pilipinas kong minumutya, pugad ng luha at dalita, aking adhika, makita kang sakdalayan.